This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. All right, so I hope you guys had a good couple days because we're coming up on the holiday chaos. And I shouldn't say that with a negative tone, but the holidays are just always hectic for me. It's I love the holiday. Trust me, I love Christmas time. I love the end of fall, early winter. I could just have that all year round. It's been a little hectic. So we went out of town this last weekend, before the holidays. Traffic, of course, was horrible. Not sure why, but it was a nice trip. It was my father-in-law's new wife's daughter's birthday. And it was fantastic. I love the family. They are fantastic. They're amazing. But it was kind of a bittersweet sort of weekend. You guys know that I had a biopsy a few days ago or last week trying to rule out melanoma. I haven't gotten the results yet. So I kind of need something to get my mind off it. So other people would say, you know what, I am not in the mood to party. I just need to know. I can't think about it right now because I don't know if I have cancer. For me, I'm like, you know what, let me just get my mind off of it, you know. If I have melanoma, we'll have to knock it out of the ballpark. And thank you guys for your prayers on Facebook. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys. But while we're waiting for those results, and I tell you what it is. It's my right arm, and my husband and I do a lot of highway driving. And so that arm is always, you know, by the window. That arm is always dealing with the sun. So even if I cover it up, or the sun always hits me on that side. And so, not that I want to trade places, because I don't want then my husband's, you know, men usually get their cancer on the left, women get it on the right, because a lot of women drive the passenger side. You'd think, you know, in the year 2018, 2019, women would be like telling their husbands, oh, to hell with this, I'm driving. I love to drive. I really should tell him to sit in the back seat, let me drive. I love to drive. I can't stand sitting in the passenger side. I mean, I can play Candy Crush. But that's what we don't want to talk about. Okay, so you guys know my father liked to gamble. And his favorite game was craps. And me, being the age that I am now, still never really understood craps. I never understood why he loved it so much. Craps, to me, is one of the most intimidating games. And the reason I bring this up is, at our my new sister's birthday party, she did casino night, which is really, really cool. I've done that in Vegas, where you have these tables where you could use fake chips and winners get, you know, prizes and things like that. But it's a great way for you to practice your gambling without using real money. So for those of you guys that don't know how to play roulette, and boy, do some of you guys do that. You have no clue how to play roulette. You'll, like, put one little baby chip on one number going, oh, please, 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 call that number. Doesn't happen that way. Well, it happens for the beginner. Doesn't work that way. You got to play certain ways and certain, you got to do certain things on your roulette table, but that's okay. Although this table kept hitting the double zeros, and that bothered me. That, I didn't like the table. But craps is supposed to be the game for any casino enthusiast or any gambler to give you the best odds. And the reason why is you have the pass and you have the don't pass. You have the come, you have the don't come. You can choose numbers on the field or you could choose straight numbers. So no matter what, there should be a way for you to win and still the house has an advantage. So I'm playing, right? I'm rolling. And I'm winning. I guess how it works is you roll the dice. At first, you want to get a 7 or 11. That's the other thing, too. The casino confuses the hell out of you. So first, you roll the dice. You want to get a 7 or 11. I think if you get like a 2, 3, or a 12, you automatically lose. But you try to get a 7 or 11 on the first roll. If you do, you make money. That's on the pass. Then, let's say you hit a 5 or a 6 or an 8. That is the number that now dictates that game. So if you ever roll another 5 or a 6 or an 8, whatever number you hit, everybody makes money. If the number, let's say, is a 5, that has the on little disc, right? And you're like, okay, let's say you roll the dice and you get an 8. You have opportunity to throw money on the 8. You have to throw money on the 6. You have opportunities to throw money on certain numbers. Never play the field. I'm telling you right now, the field is the biggest loser because it's only a one-time bet. Whereas with the other bets, they could sit there for a while. And then there's certain odds where you put money behind the pass line. So if the 5 does hit, then you get 2-1 or extra odds. And I noticed that on a good roll, and I had a really good roll, a real hot roll, it kept hitting something. So people were making money. People were tipping me fake money. I was getting tipped fake money. That's how good my roll was. But then you start to notice that you're making friends. It's really interesting. You make friends at a craps table. You have a good hot roll. They love you. They're singing your praises. I could have run for president and won with all the fans I had at this craps table. I mean, that is how much they loved me. Until I rolled a 7. Now, if you roll a 7 after the whole game is going, then everybody loses. Everything gets wiped out. And all of a sudden, nobody was my friend anymore. I even videotaped it. I had it on my Facebook page where I had to tell everybody, sorry, I suck. And, you know, I mean, this is fake money. And people are like, oh, man, oh. And then all of a sudden, nope. And I found the analogy, or I found the similarity between real life and craps very, very similar. One is, I still don't understand why my dad liked it. I get, you know, you get a hot roll, you can easily make thousands of dollars in one roll. I get that. It's exciting, wonderful. But what I don't like is how in real life, that's just it. If you're on your game, if you're a winner, if you're successful, everybody loves you. But when you can't really help other people and you can't, you know, people can't benefit off your success, it is lonely. So my recommendation to you all is don't play craps, not because you'll lose money, but because you'll lose friends. Oh, come on, that was good. That was good. Did you see how I, you know what, to heck. All right, fine. We'll cover some news when we get back. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I hate when I see these lawsuits. Florida is suing Walgreens and CVS over their opioid sales. These are the two largest drugstore chains. And the state is alleging that they added to the state and national opioid crisis by overselling painkillers and not taking precautions to stop the illegal sales. Now, CVS spokesman Mike DeAngelis called the lawsuit, quote, without merit. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced late Friday that she has added the three companies to a state court lawsuit filed last spring against Purdue Pharma. Purdue makes OxyContin and several other opioid distributors. Bondi said in a press release that CVS and Walgreens played a role in creating the opioid crisis. They played a role. I'll give them that there's a role. Problem is once you define a role, the lawyers can really go after you. Same thing with doctors. It's only a matter of time. The doctors and nurses and receptionists and, I mean, everybody could claim they played a role. Well, you let that patient make an office visit. And they made an office visit, and they got fentanyl. So you played a role. We got to be really, really careful with that terminology. She said the companies failed to stop, quote, suspicious orders of opioids. This is Attorney General Pam Bondi. And dispense unreasonable quantities of opioids from their pharmacies. Now, on average, 45 people die nationally each day because of opioid overdoses, according to the CDC. So, Bondi says we will continue to pursue those companies that played a role in creating the opioid crisis. Now, that's a big accusation that pharmacists created the opioid crisis. That's a huge, huge allegation. I understand played a role, but you can now sue everybody and their mother. Bondi, who has been mentioned as a possible replacement by President Donald Trump for recently ousted U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Thousands of Floridians have suffered as a result of the actions of the defendants. Now, CBS spokesman Mike DeAngelis called the lawsuit without merit in a statement Saturday. He said the company trains its pharmacists and their assistants about the responsibilities when dispensing controlled substances and gives them the tools to detect potentially illegal sales. And again, I know you guys are expecting me to take the side of the pharmacy, and I am. And I'll tell you why. But let me just kind of finish with this report coming out of CNBC, and then we will hash this out or rip it to pieces if I can. They say over the past several years, CVS has taken numerous actions to strengthen our existing safeguards to help address the nation's opioid epidemic. Once you start targeting the pharmacies, what does that mean for you or I who need to get a prescription? We'll discuss it. Now, Walgreens does not comment on pending lawsuits. Apparently, Florida has been known as having many pain mills. Drug dealers from throughout the country would send associates to storefront clinics, where unscrupulous doctors would write opioid prescriptions for bogus injuries and illnesses. At one point, 90 of the nation's top 100 opioid prescribers were Florida doctors. After receiving the prescriptions, the phony patients would buy the pills from Florida pharmacies. State law says pharmacists must refuse to fill prescriptions they suspect are not for a valid purpose. Most of the opioids would then be taken out of state to be resold illegally at huge markups, creating a drug crisis in many communities throughout the eastern United States. Okay. If there are those scams going on, yes, that's an issue. But if Walgreens and CVS is filling a prescription that they are, I guess, kind of mandated to do when a doctor or a medical provider writes it, can you really claim that now what they're doing is purposely being a part of the scam? They say, according to the lawsuit, Walgreens has dispensed billions of opioid dosages from its Florida pharmacy since 2006. It's an Illinois-based chain. It's the nation's largest drugstore chain. Has more than 13,200 stores globally. So they've dispensed billions of opioid dosages. So if they have, let's say, thousands of pharmacies in Florida alone, since 2006, we're talking 12 years, yeah, I can see how the numbers go into the billions. The company distributed 2.2 million opioid tablets from its store in Hudson, a Tampa area town of 12,000, and in one unidentified town of 3,000. They sold 285,000 pills a month, the lawsuit said. In some stores, its opioid sales jumped sixfold in 2 years. Now, they say the company paid $80 million 5 years ago to resolve a federal investigation that centered on inadequate record keeping of its Florida opioid sales. Now, that's Walgreens. Well, CVS is more general. They said it sold 700 million opioid dosages between 2006 and 2014, including outsized sales in Hudson and other nearby towns. Now, CVS is Rhode Island-based, and they have more than 9,800 stores. So, what does that mean for you or I? As these pharmacies get targeted, it is going to be a lot harder for you to get your medications. And I don't like seeing lawyers or attorney generals go after the low-lying fruit like that. I get how there could be some pharmacies and maybe some pharmacists that, you know, maybe were a part of a scam. I could see how that could happen. Not with those companies, but all right, I see that. There's always a bad apple. But that's almost like suing all doctors because one doctor did stupid. Now, a lot of doctors aren't getting sued yet. It's going to come wherever there's money, right? Because it's easier to sue a pharmacy. See, now's the time to get public support. I don't care whether she's Republican, Democrat, or whatever. I don't care. There's a lot of public support for being anti-opioid. And you have a big, juicy company that looks like a mean, rich company that can give a payout, and that money could go to treat the opioid crisis. Is that, though, really fair? If I have a patient in pain, and I write 30 tablets, I'm expecting the pharmacy to fill it. But if the pharmacy is like, oh, I don't want to get sued. No, take it somewhere else. How does that help you? How does that help me? Now, what we may have to do is if pharmacies keep getting beaten up, maybe what we have to do is just dispense the medications out of the doctor's office. Personally, I wouldn't want to do that because the doctor's office gets hit. Many doctor's offices purposely don't have narcotics or controlled substances because they get robbed. And I think a lot of people now know, you know what, don't go there. It would be at a pharmacy. Pharmacies, have more security. They have more money to be able to protect things. But whenever I see a pharmacy chain get sued, now too, because they filled prescriptions that people handed in. They did their job. See, they didn't go out above and beyond and go, you know what, we're going to dabble in some other industry. The whole job of these pharmacies is to dispense a medication based on a prescription. And if a prescription came from a doctor that has a valid DEA and controlled substance license, they did their job. Would they be sued if they didn't fill a prescription? Yes, absolutely. If you needed a pain medication, you went to the pharmacy, they refused to give it to you, you are in a lot of pain, you end up going home and killing somebody, yeah. Somebody could technically make a case that, well, it's the pharmacist's fault. So what's a pharmacy supposed to do? You can't put a person in a position where they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You cannot do that. And if you don't want the pharmacy filling the pain medications, then, I mean, don't sue them for doing their job. Now, I get, if they had a rogue employee that did something stupid, they're responsible. But I don't think they're suing for a rogue employee. I think they are counting up the number of pills. And if I was a pharmacist, and there's a pain management clinic, and the pain management clinic is treating somebody with chronic pain because he's a veteran or he has spinal stenosis or neuropathy, I'm going to fill that prescription because that is my job. That's why I got licensed. You're not supposed to pick and choose and go, well, you know what, you're a girl, so I trust you, you're a guy. Then they get in trouble for discrimination. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Consumers have already spent at least $1.7 billion shopping online since Wednesday, and that number is only expected to climb as deal hunters continue to hit the stores. I had a chance to catch up with Brian, who was up and at him early, shopping for the best deals.
Me and my wife, we found a couple of deals on the TVs. We saved about $250 on a couple of TVs. We bought four of them.
President Trump threatens to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the situation starts spiraling out of control. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the caravan situation becomes uncontrollable. Trump telling reporters he will close down the border if people start getting hurt or if it appears law enforcement is going to lose control.
The president also tweeted, Republicans and Democrats must now come together with a major border security package. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Tom from Baltimore. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, it's been a long time since I've spoken with you.
It has been. Happy holidays.
Oh, happy holidays to you as well. And let me first say, again, I think I was meant to listen to your show today. It's actually been months. For your listening audience, I never miss your show because I download it when my health doesn't allow me to listen to you when you're live. At the show, and then I have it to listen to later and give to my family. But relative to the test results you're waiting for, you're going to be fine. Old guys like me on our way out who love to listen to you and really thrive on the knowledge you give out every day. You know, I'm praying that the good Lord will put whatever health issues you you have on me. I'm on my way out anyway.
No. Please, transfer it back to me. We need more guys like you, Tom.
Baby girl, I got it. You're going to be fine. You're going to be absolutely fine.
Thank you.
Relative to Miss Pam, certainly. I love your show, and, for folks who are just listening to you and are new, let me tell you, you're a wealth of knowledge. And folks who are homebound and dealing with illness, your show there's nothing like it out there. You're funny, you're enjoyable to listen to, you brighten people's day, and at the end of your show, we learn a lot, we laugh, and you're a godsend. You really are.
I appreciate that. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. You deserve all that and more. Relative to our wonderful protector in Florida, Miss Pam Bondi, Miss Protector of the People. We real cops, those of us who are active and retired like myself.
And bless you for that. Bless you, man. Yeah.
It was an honor to serve. We hate folks like her. If you ever listen to prosecutors, Jeff Sessions even, at any level, they love to say they're the top cops, they're the police, they're not real cops. They say they are. They talk a lot in courtrooms. They never have the real dangerous work, and they never really are able to consider real-life issues from real-life perspectives, like those of us who served in the military, in the fire departments, police departments, ambulance corps, and maybe have been hurt on the job, like myself and many veterans that I know, because if they actually knew what real life was all about, they would not ever think about making law based upon what some people do relative to abusing anything in society. What they're doing by her actions and by actions by most of our elected officials is doing law, and I say this with my tongue firmly planted in my cheek, the way it should be done. Anytime people who break the law abuse the law, we punish everybody, right? Isn't that the way to do it? Of course it's not. Don't you dare, Miss Bondi, infringe upon any law-abiding citizen's right and freedoms, because what lawbreakers do, that's exactly what you should not do. That's why you're not a real cop. That's why you're not even a compassionate, true prosecutor. You're a fraud, and she's doing it for political gain. This is all propaganda. I've spoken to you before, Doctor. The numbers are not even true. I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but let me leave you with this. I don't want anyone to take my word for the fact that the opioid crisis is a big lie. People die literally by a million more every year in car accidents.
Right.
And this is no disparaging upon your profession, but hospitals kill four times more people every year by mistakes than opioids do. Drowning, snake bites, mosquito bites, I could go on and on. They trump by millions, literally, the opioid alleged deaths. And here's why I don't want anyone to take my word for it. Simply go to your dumb government's own websites. Look at what the White House puts out as the annual deaths by opioids. Then look at the National Drug Threat Assessment Report that the unconstitutional DEA puts out every single year. And then look at what the CDC says. None of their numbers ever match. If you really want to put the lie to the government, take a close look at the yearly reports put out by the DEA. You can get them for free. You're paying for these reports anyway. It's a National Drug Threat Assessment put out by your tax dollars. Get 3 years back. Go 2015, 2016, 2017. Look at how they define what an opioid is. What they don't want you to discover is that each year the definition changes. Some years it's one thing, but it's never just opioids. If you fall off a roof and you've got 5 milligrams of oxycodone and 500 milligrams of acetaminophen in your system, and you maybe have some other drugs as well that don't have an additive effect but a synergistic effect, guess what? You're counted as an opioid death. I know from personal experience how police departments department to massage the numbers. Take, for instance, a police department that wants to lower its city's homicide rate. I know this. It's been done in Baltimore. They were caught. They'll take a mass shooting of, say, four people, and they'll call it a homicide incident. You do that a dozen times, by the end of the year, you've reduced your homicide numbers substantially. That's what the DEA is doing. I encourage everybody to look at this crisis, and in the meantime, don't join your fire department. Don't join your ambulance corps. Don't join your military or your police department, because guess what? When you get hurt, you'll be like me, folks I know who are veterans who cannot get proper pain management, and yes, you will be screwed. And by the way, I encourage people to start suing your health care providers, not Dr. Dahlia. She's a new girl. Sue people who are taking oaths to give you proper medical care. I can name so many people who simply been dropped by doctors who are scared. I don't blame the doctor. I blame the government. But folks, if you want to have proper medical care, you've got to start suing and speaking up on your behalf, because they don't care about you. They only care about the money. And lastly, doctor, the patent on the opioids that were making the most money, OxyContin, it ran out in 2007, I believe. They got an extension for the patent for 10 years. And the patent years, by the way, are where they make all of their money. Now, and guess when the opioid crisis really hit home and our government started spending billions of dollars to fight this lie? It was right when the drug company couldn't make any more money. The government had no big bully to fight them on the lie. And guess what? They're going to do you, the people, who cannot fight back. And that's why we're a bunch of sheep when it comes to issues like this. And we must see our elected officials for what they are. They're abusers and users of us who they should be serving.
Yes, man, Tom, thank you for, I wish I had more time to talk to you, but, you brought up a lot of good points. You know, are some of these opioid deaths because there was an opioid in the system when somebody died? Did that necessarily mean it was the opioid, or did their heart stop, or did their, and so you thank you for clarifying that. And I do agree, in my state, 400 people die a year. That's a lot. That's 400 too many, but there's so many other deaths. It's like you're seeing the government go out, spend all this time and energy and money on certain deaths or certain, shall we say, casualties, when we have so much other fish to fry.
And by the way, the government should know, and they do know, the DEA, that they are funded to the tune of almost $300 million a year. They have operations in multiple foreign countries where they have full military units. Folks, your tax dollars are paying for your DEA to do law enforcement in Afghanistan. In Europe, they have military helicopters that they don't borrow, they own. They're a full-fledged worldwide law enforcement, allegedly. Actually, they're an agency who breaks the law and who does not enforce laws in a proper way. They're doing things that they should not be doing, and that could be a whole show in and of itself. But one more thing about the DEA.
Oh, Tom, we're coming up. Tom, I'm sorry, we're coming up on a heartbreak, man. I'm sorry. All right, Tom.
That's all the thing I wanted to say.
All right, bless you for everything, man. Thank you for all your service. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Right, we've got a lot of football fans out there. I am especially. Congrats to the Cowboys 2 weeks in a row. All right, very good. Did not want to jinx it. Very nice. But politics and the NFL mixed again. One is, I guess there's this boycott. People are petitioning for music artists to not perform at the Super Bowl in hopes of supporting Colin Kaepernick. I don't understand why this keeps coming back, but it does. I guess rumor has it Rihanna turned down performing at the Super Bowl, and so Maroon 5 has been rumored to, you know, you get to perform at a Super Bowl. That is huge for your career. And this is kind of putting Hollywood and the music industry and, you know, celebrities to the test. Do they want to further their career, or do they want to stand up for somebody who kneeled? That's, you know, during a national anthem. So I find that interesting, but not as interesting as Condoleezza Rice. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, in the running for a head coach position for the Cleveland Browns. Did you guys hear about this? Browns manager, according to ESPN, John Dorsey, said last week that he was open to hiring a woman as Cleveland's next head coach. If the Browns follow through on it, Condoleezza Rice will become the first woman to interview for the NFL head coaching job. After word of the Browns' possible interest in Rice got back to the team, Dorsey issued a statement, "Our coaching search will be thorough and deliberate, but we are still in the process of composing the list of candidates, and Secretary Rice has not been discussed." Rice also posted on Sunday that while she's not ready to coach, she would like to call a player or two next season if the Browns need ideas. I had no idea I could possibly... I thought you had to be a coach. I thought you had to have, you know, played football. I mean, I played football as a girl, but I thought you had to have some football experience and some, you know, coaching experience. I mean, I've raised two boys. I've, you know, taught students of all ages. Maybe I mean, I didn't even realize that that could possibly, you know, that would be a dream job for me, to coach NFL football. I mean, I watch a lot of football. I understand routes. I understand. I'm still a little confused with, you know, cornerbacks and safety, certain roles, and, you know, when people kind of, you know, shift their roles depending on the, I do get a little kind of messed up with that. But I see plays, and I'm like, okay, well, that player has this injury. That player leans to his left. That player can't pivot, so go straight. I'm kind of good at that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So, wow, I want to see if Condoleezza Rice could do this. She's 64 years old. Apparently, she's a lifelong Browns fan. And she attends a lot of their games. And I guess Cleveland's interest in interviewing Rice comes at a time when women recently have moved into decision-making roles in men's professional sports. The San Antonio Spurs hired Becky Hammon as assistant coach. Buffalo Bills hired Catherine Smith. Oakland Raiders hired Kelsey Martinez to their strength staff. The 49ers hired Kate Sowers as an offensive assistant. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean she's going to become head coach, but boy, did that make some news. Apparently, she has been more involved in sports. She was the inaugural members of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. She also recently chaired a commission on college basketball. See, here's my problem. I get really attached to people I teach or coach. And so I'm like, oh, my baby just hurt himself. Oh, no, you hurt your knee. Oh, no, no, come off the field. Oh, no, 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 we need to ice it. Oh, my baby. Then I would sit on another player like, oh, no, you hurt your head. Oh, my baby, come back. Oh, let mama hug. And so the problem is I think I would be like so busy hugging and coaxing and trying to, you know, nurse my baby football players back to health. I think they'd like me. I don't think they would find me annoying because I know my stuff. So, wow, that could be pretty cool. All right, Chipotle is back in the news. Did you guys hear about this? Oh, boy. I don't know. Chipotle has some real issues when it comes to PR. Well, all right. Apparently, there's this video that's going viral of a manager, and it looks like she was joking with them. I mean, the cut of the video looks like they were kind of going back and forth and joking around, and where she thought that they were going to dine and dash, where you eat the food and then you not pay for it. Now, I always thought with Chipotle, you can't get your food until you pay. So you go up there, you order what you want, you give the money, and then you sit down, and then they go, okay, order up. and you wait. That's kind of how I thought it's always been. Well, apparently Chipotle fired yesterday the manager because the manager had told them that you never have money when you come in here. Now, this was at a restaurant in St. Paul, Minnesota. And Masad Ali, 21 years old, is on the film, or films it, and he claims he's been a target of racism because he was refused service. So, she looks like she knows them and is joking around and whatever, but then it starts to get, I mean, it gets very uncomfortable. They refuse them service. So she ends up getting fired. Chipotle issues an apology. But now we're being told that Masad Ali has a history of tweets where he does discuss Dine and Dash. Dine and Dash is forever interesting. I think Chipotle catching up to us. Should we change locations? And then I think there's another one where they were going to do this to an Applebee's. And so the reason why we bring this up is I don't understand why these restaurants, a lot of these PR issues, a lot of issues with racism, a lot of issues with customer service and customer satisfaction can be completely thwarted if you have proper protocols, proper things in place. And having a person, well, no matter of what race, pay before they get their food, as long as it's equal and done to everybody, you're not going to be accused of racism. So if I go to McDonald's, I pay, and then I wait, and they go, okay, order up. Same thing happens at Popeye. Same thing happens, you know. Now, at a restaurant, a sit-down restaurant, no. A sit-down restaurant, you pay at the end. And maybe restaurants need to, but Chipotle isn't like that. I thought Chipotle is you order and, you know, et cetera. So, you know, when I see something like this, you know, people getting fired, people feeling insulted, people feeling discriminated against, you look at this whole situation, I don't know who's innocent or, you know, I understand they're now showing old tweets of him dining and dashing, but, you know, companies have been stolen from for years, and companies have also mistreated customers for years. And there's really an easy way to bridge it and handle it. You have policies, you stick to those policies, and you make sure those policies are all-encompassing and equal and non-discriminatory. So somebody wants food, they pay, they get a number, and then they get the food. Now, mind you, a lot of companies, I'm noticing, they're not making the burrito yet. They're waiting until the money is actually in the hand. Because, you know, you'll make a meal, and then the person doesn't take, you know, they leave. It's like the drive-thru. You order a meal, they start making the meal, and then all of a sudden you drive away, so now they have a meal they don't know what to do with. So, I get it. Companies take losses. But I think we all need to get a clue of how to approach these situations so we don't, you know, fall upon this PR mess. Nobody wants to be accused of being racist. Nobody wants to discriminate against anybody, but also nobody wants to be stolen from. And if somebody, you know, well-known, you know, comes to your store and doesn't pay and when they eat, do you as a, you know, do you as an establishment have the right to protect yourself? Well, then just don't serve anybody until they pay. I guess it should be that simple. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.